We're back and it's hot. That's all good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside if you're a rattlesnake.
My windows were fogged up this morning.
Yes.
That was a gross phenomenon.
I have never experienced that before. How does that happen?
I don't know. It is a wild temperature and what do they call that? Dew point?
How is the old dew point?
Too high.
Is it high?
Or too low. I don't know if it's a golf or...
I decided to bring some sunshine in here. Everything is yellow over here.
Yeah, wow. Katie, do you do that on purpose? I used to make fun of her. Everything she wore was black. She was ready to go to a funeral at all times. So uh-huh. You've added a little more color to your life.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of add it and then I kind of, you know, I don't know if you noticed, I haven't worn this dress in over a year. So I'm like,
wow, give it up for Katie, everyone.
Wow. I definitely noticed.
Thank you.
She's looking good.
Thank you. That's not what I meant.
Out last week, and she's like, these are the jeans I wore before I was pregnant.
I did. I was like, wow. By the way.
Happy for you.
As soon as I walked in today, Katie roasted me because it is like 115 heat index right now. She's like, hot coffee for a hot day?
Yeah.
That is, I mean, what was the thought process going through the drive-thru?
I'll tell you, it's not coffee. It's a honey tea for my throat.
Smart.
Yep, getting all dolled up.
Good. Well, we're back. Correct opinions. Give us 5-star ratings. We haven't asked for that in a while. It's Jake's birthday.
Pretty much.
I just kind of made that up, but it is almost your birthday, isn't it?
I was going to say, I was like, do you know that it's
no,
like...
well, you switched with Rachel. So no,
that's
it's not.
2024. We make the switch.
Still, all right.
Yeah.
So give a 5 stars for his birthday and enjoy this episode. Let's roll music.
Correct opinion.
You know what I like?
Reggaeton music.
Yeah. I also love eating meat while I listen to it.
Mm.
Delicious all-American meat. Hey! And you know what I like even more? When that American meat is free. Good Ranchers has a heck of a deal. Yeah, Good Ranchers, it's the best meat out there. They source the best meat in America. Best meat in America and deliver it to your door. And even better right now, they're offering 2 years of free ground beef to anyone who subscribes.
Holy cow.
$480 value.
Is there a ground beef pretty much like everyone else's? Or
no, it's going to be 100% American sourced, trusted, best cuts, high quality.
Oh, okay.
It's also a locked in price. It's not going to get you on inflation. It's locked in for two years. So use our code FAMILYMAN. For $25 off and for an $80 off all the free ground beef in your first 2 years. Remember, subscribe to any box to lock in your price on America's Best Meat for 2 whole years as well. That's goodranchers.com, code FAMILYMAN for, do the math, over $500 in savings. Subscribe to Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. Boy, do I love meat.
Yeehaw.
Mmm.
I was just summoned to the basement, which so must not be going very well.
Okay. It's fine while it lasted.
We'll get this episode started. Katie's taking 5. She's got Thomas. I don't know. Having a baby. It's annoying.
Gets you out of podcasting. You do 1 2-minute intro. Yeah. You say, I gotta go.
Gotta go. I did a funny oops this morning. I was getting him down for a nap. And then I did the old classic. I do this a lot, which is so annoying. Where you just like run it. You're like moving around the house, doing stuff. Where's the phone? Where'd I put it? No idea. So you got to walk around the house, you find it. True mystery where my phone was. Like, whatever, I'll look for it later. He's sleeping. I'm pretty sure it was in the room he was sleeping in, so whatever. I'm using my laptop, and then I had an alarm set for something to remember. It was like an inch from his head in his crib. Poor guy walked in. He's doesn't know what's going on. But I was kind of like, now you know what it feels like when you do that to me a little bit, don't you? Yeah, when I wake up at 4 a.m. to wah! It's similar.
You should record yourself crying and have that be an alarm that you make him wake up to.
Yeah, do you like this?
That's the one thing, I shouldn't say the one thing, it has saved some people's lives, but the Apple Watch is good for is you can ping your phone. It's great within the house. Rachel uses it about 9 times a day.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
She's got to have it.
Yeah.
I know. I you were impressed. I told this on an episode a while back, my old Connect the AirPods. So, hey Siri, 10-second timer, AirPods back in.
Yes.
And then it beeps. I thought that was pretty
good. That is good. That's a good life hack.
You set my alarm.
Oh.
I did?
Yep.
Wow.
You set everyone's alarm that was listening to this.
Sorry. We are coming to Kansas City. We're already here, but we're doing a live podcast, live in-person audience podcast.
Always hard to describe it. You guys know what we're talking about.
At the Comedy Club, Kansas City, September 6th. See you there, Rectees. No, thanks for everyone who's bought tickets. Go to treykinney.com/tour, get your tickets. Thank you. And thank you to Kansas City for showing out over this weekend. Had the shows at the Midland Theater downtown. Went as well as I hoped and thought it would. All-time show.
Yeah, it was really fun. It's weird driving to your own show, though. Because we didn't have shows beforehand in a different city. Weird. Didn't have shows afterwards. We're not on the bus. It's just like, I woke up at my house that day. I showered in my own shower.
I was just like getting ready. I was like, I have a show in like 2 hours.
It doesn't feel like it. Yeah.
Did the first matinee. I think we're onto something with the matinee.
I didn't hate it.
When you add a second show, a lot of times the default is 10 p.m. until you get old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a lot of people appreciating. I got a few DMs and tweets and messages. People like, perfect date night. 4 p.m. show, little dinner, bed by 9.
Yeah, and we got to do two shows, and we were done performing by 8:45.
That's what's fun.
That's pretty nice.
And the matinee, I thought they did. They brought some good energy, having it be, you know, the sun was still very up. But it's nice to kind of end with that primetime show rather than. And it's nice to. It's pros and cons, right? Matinee, you got to really get them going. You know, they haven't been running around town yet. The late show, you know, you got people and they stumble in the doors. You're like, oh man, we gotta. Our last late show we did, I got booed by some old man. You know, weird stuff happened. Another late show we did, the woman rushed the stage.
Yeah.
So you roll the dice with the late show. Early show, nice behaved people.
Do you want to talk about Paula real quickly? Because yes. I have some other things to say about Paula, but I want you to set the stage.
Doing the old classic local jokes, Kansas City just got a brand new airport. If you've ever flown into Kansas City over the years, you know they had the worst airport in the country. And now they have among the best. Yep. Brand new.
It's great.
Awesome. But a weird, very kind of like boomer, as always. People are like, the airport's awful. It takes twice as long to get through. It's just not really true. I don't know. And you just got a complaint. So I mention it, and some ladies goes, she boos the new airport. And yeah. I knew exactly where this was going. Wait, you don't like the new airport? No, why? It takes me 30 minutes to pick up my husband, da da da. And I, you know, I just made fun of her. I was like, all right, boomer, you know, 30 minutes. I forgot what I said, really. I was like, she's not vaccinated, probably.
You said stop the steal.
I was like, she's out there, Jan, stop the steal. And then I felt like the crowd a little weird where some people were like, I kind of agree with that. Like, all right.
I wish I was chanting it. So I had a good friend of mine from college. I didn't know he was at the show, but he texted me and was like, dude, I sat right next to Paula the whole show. And he said it was a wild ride, whatever. I'm like, that's kind of fun. And then today, one of my really good friends here in Kansas City, he texted me and he goes, dude, so I work with a girl named Paula. And she said that she was kind of a part of Trey's set.
She's going around the office being like, I was on stage, basically.
I did a quick kind of Republican propaganda thing. He let me have the microphone for a little bit.
Yeah, it was great. I made some new friends on 4chan. She was the classic, like, I messed with her, and then she was like, no one was having more. I could hear her laugh above all else. Like, won her over. She just loved it.
Yeah.
I love when people, I get posted every now and then when I do crowd work with someone, they're like, we had the wonderful time, and Susan Susan was part of the show.
Yeah, you see that in the caption.
So it was so special. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, you were, but giving yourself quite a bit of credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jake actually talked to whatever, Janine, you know, it's like, well, I asked her what she did for a living.
He hit on her.
Yeah.
Something almost happened.
Paula, Jake applied for a job with her. It's like, no, I asked her what she did. It was crowd work. I didn't apply.
Paula became the godmother of his child. That's how much they hit her. I love it. She's walking around the old office.
And she's like, yeah.
Old Monday water cooler talk.
No, Trey Kennedy. I was part of a show this weekend.
That reminds me of something else that I actually think I don't want to say. I want Dirk to show it to really make it hit home. So I'm going to see if I can find this. And we can just keep talking. But I got recognized in 30A. That's where I'd been last week.
That's right. Yeah,
Florida. Do you have anything else to say about the Kansas City shows?
Yeah, I'll chat while you look that up. It was it was a lot of fun. It was Midland Theater, which if you're local, you know it's really fun. But it's always fun being in a theater that, like, I've seen, like, big acts do, like, concerts here and everything. So that was kind of fun. Like, I'm on the stage that, you know, Fill in the Blank is performed at. So it was fun. And the 7 o'clock show, which is electric, there's not an empty seat in the house. It was so fun. I feel like you conduct yourself a little more swagger when it's, like, the laughs are that loud a little bit. And
you do.
It was fun. And talked to a guy who sitting front row, front and center, and asked him what he did for a living. And he said, stoplight repair or something. And I just couldn't believe that was a full-time gig.
You said stoplight repair and you said all three of them?
Yeah, I was like, this guy must do all three.
That one got me.
Red, yellow, and green.
You do all three, huh?
What about the neighbor that came by after the first show to see
Neighbor Pat.
That's sweet.
Rachel couldn't believe all of that was happening.
She never heard of, she didn't know what Pat.
Rachel wasn't in the picture.
You met her before, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah, she's awesome.
She would say, hey. That's true. But my old house, the first house, back when Jake was coming over every day to film, we had the sweetest, like, she's darn near 90. She looks great. Mm-hmm. And she was like just the exactly what you're picturing is like the sweet old labor lady. And just got to be good friends with her, loved her. And then her, she came to the matinee. Mm-hmm. I mean, she come to the 10 p.m. show. I'll give her credit. She might. I don't know.
She was definitely pumped for that.
And so that was great. We saw her, and I mean, it is, genuinely love her. She's great, but it is funny when you're just like, my 90-year-old neighbor's here hanging out. Like, wow, this is awesome.
You were trying to catch up with her. You're like, you know, how's the house? How's the neighborhood? You still mowing your own lawn?
Yeah. Well, that was a whole joke where, because her daughter was with her, you know, her daughter's probably in her 50s or something. And, you know, because that's how it works.
Yes. You're not saying that based off of what she looks like.
Exactly.
Right? Just math.
And she started putting me in a tough spot. She'd be like, hey, if you do me a favor, we're telling her she's got to stop mowing the lawn. If you see her mowing, don't do it. And I'm like, okay. And I went out there once. I was like, hey, I'm getting pressure to tell you stop mowing. Do you want me to? Uh-huh. She's like, I'm going to mow the lawn if I want to. I was like, you mow the lawn.
Yes, ma'am.
I support it. So I went back. I said, hey, I think she's doing a good job out there.
I tried.
So I don't know. Me and my roommate, Ryan, we became good friends with her. We were of the mind of like, we're really, I don't know. I feel like when I'm old and people start doing stuff for me, I'd be like, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We were kind of, we easily could have mowed our lawn, but we thought that was a good move. Is that a good move or not, Rexies? You watch, we're two 24-year-old dudes watching every week our 9-year-old labor mow. And we were like, yes, mow, yes. We thought she would appreciate that.
Yeah. Let you do your thing. Hey, manifest destiny. That's what you grew up on, right? Yeah, go get it.
She would take our trash out every week. She painted the house for us once.
I didn't love the food she made for us, but I would eat it.
Yeah, we're trying to dignify her skill sets.
Yeah, it was great to see her.
I think I didn't save it. Anyway, I was just, when I was in 30A, I had a really nice, got quite a few hellos in 30A.
Yeah.
Love it down there. And a sweet family was saying, hey, this and that. Big fans. We listen to the podcast. Hey, if you're listening.
Hey.
And I saw her post like somewhere, Facebook, someone, just like a long post, like really nice. Like, we met Trey and his family. So nice. You guys got to check him out. See his tour dates here. Like, kind of, yeah, spreading the word.
Manager.
And just this huge long thing included the tour dates in her post, swiped to see where he's at. And I clicked, it said one comment, and it was a woman who says, I do not know who this is. it was like the profile picture was like a 7-year-old woman. Just, I do not know who this is.
When that generation dies out, we're going to miss out on a lot of good comments.
A lot of good comments.
Because like any normal person, you just like, you scroll by something like, I don't really get it, whatever, just keep scrolling. But they're like, I need to let them know.
Yeah, just so you're aware, you seem pretty high on this guy. Not ringing any bells over here.
Beverly, it's Donna. Never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him?
Try again.
Try. Never heard of him. Also, where are the tour dates? How do I find those? Swipe. Donna, swipe.
Beverly. Donna again. Trey's kind of a weird name. You think that's a nickname? My husband's name was Theodore. Thanks. Boomer comments are the best.
They are, man. I'll never forget when a woman... I recently got asked like the best or like the meanest, weirdest, worst comment you ever got. The most memorable was like a Facebook one day. I saw a comment. It was like very elderly profile picture, like Becky or something. And it said, log off. Have I said that before on here? A while back?
Or something like that.
Log off is like.
And I'd like to think maybe she was just like just typing in log off anywhere she could find. Maybe trying to.
She was trying to. It was like a Google search.
That's my. Back then, that's how I spun it. But
log off.
Not. It's just a great roast. Telling someone who's trying so hard to make people laugh online, you say, just log out of your account, man.
Log off is so funny because that's like a pretty antiquated term by this point. Like, you're never really logging out of anything. And it's like, just log off, mister.
I mean, it's nice to be in the game long enough where you kind of enjoy mean comments.
Yeah.
And get creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever get in the video game chats? Those can get wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember. Yeah, I think I told that, too. You just start chirping in there. I was mouthing a kid in, like, Rocket League, and he just responded, I am six. I had a buddy one time. Our constant diss would be like, sell your PS4. Just sell it. And then a guy responded right back. He said, hang yourself with the wires to your PS4.
Jeez. Okay, that steps it up. Like,
it's wireless, so... How's Thomas? Thomas? Say it like you say it. Say it using a sentence.
I love Thomas.
Is she saying Thomas or Thomas?
Thomas?
Thomas.
Hello, Thomas. Thomas. Thomas.
What was going on down there?
You know, this last nap of the day, he really fights.
Is he asleep?
He is now, but poor Hannah was, he gave her a run for her money, I think.
He's a wild one.
Yeah.
I put Rachel down for a nap yesterday. First time she was saying, she's like,
fussy.
Like, she's like, I'm really tired. If like, I haven't last like three times I've tried a nap, I can't do it. And I was like, let me prepare a space for you. Mm-hmm. So then I just went to work and I was like, let's get the blinds down the right way. I just started beating her back until she burped up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. It was kind of fun. It worked.
I thought it would work.
Didn't hear from her.
Katie's had to
do
that to me a couple times. I'll be real.
Yeah. There was one time in the car, you were kind of having a, and I said, put your seat back and do not open your eyes for 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. It was going a different tactic.
Yeah,
it was nice. Like, I don't want to hear anything from you. I don't want you to move. And I want your eyes closed. And it worked.
I was worked up about something. And no, that was when I was already like just not having a good day or something. And then I hit. You want to, like, you see like a shredded tire on the highway or something.
Oh, yeah.
In a rental car, I hit it going 70 because I was like kind of paying attention. And then when we stopped for gas and she's being very supportive, I'm just like, oh my, I mean, I damaged it so much. This is, and we finished getting gas and I pull out with the gas still in the thing. And I just kind of do like one of these. She's like, sit in the passenger seat, lay down, don't talk.
Yeah. I said, stop the car. I'm driving and you're going to sit here.
I think it was like the hitting the thing was anger. And that was just like, I think I was like holding back tears. I was just like, what is happening?
I can't do this anymore.
I can't do it.
I can't drive.
It's very funny. There's nothing to love more than when Katie talks to me that way. Cause that's how I like, you know, growing up in sports, it was always, you know, our generation.
Coaches, yeah.
The default typically was just like, you bunch of pansies, we don't need water. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, you got to find out who reacts to what way.
Mm-hmm.
I love being called names. Yeah. Yes. Tell me, threaten to divorce me. I don't know. Do something crazy. Yeah. Wow. It's very effective for me.
That makes him sleepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he naps.
So very rarely, because it's nearly impossible for Katie to do that. So once in a blue moon, she'll finally, it's very effective. Lay down, shut up. Very helpful.
I got to unlock that with Rachel. Have her boss me around, see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Slippery slope.
What are we talking about?
Mean comments?
Mean comments. Katie, you ever read any mean ones? You still reading all the comments?
No, but they're mostly nice now.
Mostly nice now.
You figured it out.
I don't feel like...
Did you see the comment? Sorry to bring this up. Someone was making fun of your laugh. I saw a random comment a few episodes ago. Yeah, she married this chick with that brutal laugh or something really mean like that.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been told you have a bad laugh?
No, everyone actually has told me I have a good laugh.
Everyone says that?
Uh-huh.
Are you being serious?
Everyone, as in a few comments, and your mom.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah. If you ever need a compliment, call her.
Yeah. I feel like speaking of, like compliments are... roast you're not used to getting. I this weekend there was a little roast of me with my friends. Yes. Yada yada, this big event. Didn't really know what I was gonna get roasted on, but
yeah, were you nervous?
I really wasn't. I was like, I don't think anyone's gonna be that mean, should be fine.
So yeah, this is for context. You it was a big Kansas City weekend. You hosted with some of your fans, like there's a big crowd and you got roasted on stage.
Yeah, we had a few hundred people in the audience and there was like...
I'm sure some people listening were there.
Yeah, oh, definitely. There were definitely some recs there.
The pod.
And so it was like me and Brad, but also our wives. My dad was there. And so
what'd they roast you about?
I got a lot of short jokes, which I hadn't heard since I was like 15.
Yeah, did that even really sting you?
Or you're
You're like, I'm honestly not getting defensive, but like just factually, I'm really not that sure.
5'9" is pretty solid in America. You want to talk worldwide?
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Are you kidding me? When China takes over, I'm going to be rolling. I'm going to be rolling it. I'll be so tall.
I actually did do, I kind of like, I didn't have it in my notes to say, but I get to go last. So I kind of get to do some rebuttals. And so I was like,
yeah, that's classic roast.
I won't say the person's name, but this is a, well, for Derek's sake, we'll just call him a fellow patriot of Derek's. And that person roasted me for being short. And so I was like, hey, I don't feel like I'm that short. I would do just fine in China. You, on the other hand, would not. You're not vaccinated. So there would be issues.
Yeah.
You would need a mask on. But
that's good.
Yeah, but it was so funny. My mom was so sweet afterwards. She was like, you know,
I'm so sorry.
Because my mom is very short. She's like 5'1". She's like, you know, anytime someone ever told me I was short, I just figured it's because, you know, it's the only thing they could think of. You know, they didn't have anything to say about your personality.
It's like, how do you describe to your mom? Like, you do a roast and it's funny and she pulls you aside. She's like, if you need to come, if you need to come cry on my shoulder, it's okay. I don't think that, mom, you're making it worse. I'm not offended.
Rachel definitely got the worst of it, truly out of anyone on stage, because
I saw the picture that someone
Rachel, did people roast Rachel too?
Yeah, I think commonplace in a roast is like, you know, the main guy, like I get it the worst, or people do the most jokes about me, but anyone on stage is kind of up for grabs.
Okay.
It's pretty common. And so anyway, people throw some jabs at Rachel every now and then. And one of them, our podcast producer, he's this 17-year-old homeschooled high schooler.
Love it.
And so you're not expecting much, but Rachel, I think she just has like big features. She's got big, like, you know, cartoon Sid the Sloth eyes.
I saw her story.
And anyway, he's doing some joke and he's like, yeah, Rachel, I was trying to think what to compare you to. The only thing I could think of is you look like a white Lori Lightfoot. Do you know who Lori Lightfoot is? That old Chicago
mayor. Actually, yeah.
It was wild. And then,
did like in the moment people laugh at that, they get a picture?
I think,
my gosh, she looks like Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, well, he had a picture on the screen. So I remember just dying. And they were also like, oh my gosh.
Has she ever gotten that before?
No, it was very creative. And then Brad, I had something similar because he talked about, I think previously on the podcast, I had said, like, I'm looking for like a, like a Jasmine from Aladdin. Like, that's my dream girl.
Mm.
And he's like, you know, Jake said he wants a Jasmine, and he ended up getting a Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
And so, yeah, on the drive home, I was just like, Rachel, how you doing?
Oh,
everything
no.
good?
Yeah.
Is it? I feel a roast, like
Holocaust survivor.
Low-key, you're kind of like, I'm kind of like, you know, maybe it'd be kind of nice to like know what people are kind of thinking, you know,
you
like,
think?
What do you think people are really thinking of me? And they're kind of like joking about it, but you're like, eh, it's good to know.
Yeah.
That'd be leaving pretty high and mighty if it's just short. That's all you can come up with.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. There was that. There was like, I'm a newlywed. So you can imagine there were some jokes in there.
Yeah.
And then there was jokes about me and Rachel's like age difference. Like that was the main, was the main stuff. Wasn't anything like deep-rooted, like
nothing about your character.
You're gonna think about for a while.
You know, Rachel's his second wife. You know, just making stuff up. So yeah, was fun. But yeah, Rachel definitely got the worst of it.
Love a good roast.
Do we need to have one of those? Ooh, maybe we should do that with our.
What'd you roast
group.
Me for?
Should we do that with our friend group?
Ooh, that's Christmas party.
That's our next activity.
What would you roast me for?
Oh, the list.
You have a list or the list I have? Yeah.
The like, list I have.
You're talking like Yoda.
Probably. I mean, you just get real worked up so easily. He needs a big chill pill. I mean, he needs like a huge
Is this a roast or just a talking to?
Yeah. Maybe I don't know how they work.
She starts fighting. It's like crying. You do that every time.
You know.
Like, what'd you roast me about?
Time to bring
well,
this up.
Last night, you kind of upset me.
So we were down in 30A.
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Old Beach.
Very fun.
I'm new to 30A. It's very big for that region. Katie's family always does it. She showed me around a little bit. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty nice.
A lot of white people. Anytime I step foot anywhere public, saying hey to folks. When we initially booked it, I was like, Katie, can I book a show where we're down there? She said, no. It's a family vacation.
Exactly. Just relax. Take a chill pill.
I just wanted to go. I mean, if it was with my family, I wouldn't book it. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have. I'm kidding. The whole family was there, in-laws.
It was very
all
fun.
All your brothers.
Mm-hmm. We were right on the beach, so we just kind of put Thomas down for a nap and went back to the beach, watched the monitor. It was great.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went. I this morning I asked her, like, was that worth it? Was that relaxing?
Yeah.
A baby on the beach? I don't think twice about it.
I had
just
fun.
Saying. I had fun. I just yeah. saying. I don't know if I had left there like
Right. I said
I probably did more than I realized.
I said moving forward, I don't think unless we don't have children with us, we will never be like correct, Derek.
So we shouldn't have another.
We're flying to Utah this week.
Oh, so, good luck.
Have three kids.
First time for all of them?
Leo flew once, and that's the one where we flew to Florida, and we did not get any compliments afterwards because she was a nightmare to everyone.
Oh, no.
So now we're doing it with two extra kids.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, is...
That's so
are
much.
Two of them under two?
One's two, so we had to pay for her ticket. Yeah.
Dang.
I think you're going to be glad, though. I'm already... He's only 6 months, and one of the Southwest flights, because, you know, we racked up a good amount of points and whatnot. I was like, let's just see... Oh, that's what we actually bought a flight, and they're nice enough to be like, this flight's not full. So I canceled it, Southwest bonus, good Southwest. But we had three seats for three of us, and that was like.
Yeah. Oh, so he brought his car seat on. That was a good.
Ooh. Otherwise, you're sitting next to some stranger, and you know, Thomas is in your app, and there's a stranger, and he's like.
Yeah, he was trying to.
Put your hand down.
Even if we were walking down the aisle, every shiny thing.
He's grabbing people's watch. For the first time ever, he makes noises, right? But as we sat on the plane to go to vacation, he's never made these noises ever. He just started going repeatedly.
Like, not mad. Like,
just like having the blast, scream.
Like, having so much fun.
I mean, people are looking like getting ticked. And like, I a couple times, like, straight up just muzzled him. I was like, stop doing, I don't. And he did stop, but it's just you never know fun. With a kid, yeah. Like, was he really upset crying? No, he was. He just screamed. Like, he sounded like a whoopee cushion for 2 hours.
Excited.
For no reason.
Speaking of Utah, this is a comment from last week's episode. I don't know if you guys saw this one, but it says, been boycotting the pod since you snubbed Utah. Had to check back to see if you'd put on your big boy pants yet. Sorry, we're too sober and we'll hear every word of your jokes. We didn't know you didn't like that.
A roast.
Weird thing to say.
Oh my gosh.
Talk about putting words in our mouth.
We're too sober and we'll hear every word. What does that roast even mean?
I think she's saying the reason you and I, which we've been very vocal about, we don't want to go to Utah because they're so sober, they're going to hear us. We want to go where they're baked out of their mind, they're drunk, and they don't actually listen to us.
Yes.
That's the most fun shows. Is when they're belligerent.
Yeah, when they don't listen.
Those are fun to perform for.
That's a very Utah roast, I feel like. You know, it's just a little off center. It almost was a good roast.
And but it's just untrue. I feel like we've said many times, like, we're so excited to come to Utah. We're saving Utah. We're coming. Chill out.
The channel, yeah, Calahantix is who commented. Let's take it easy. We'll get there soon.
We will put our big boy pants on any second.
We're going to get our big boy pants on soon enough, so I'm very sorry about that. She has posted a single short of a sibling piano duet.
Oh, we are now roasting her.
Oh my God.
It's all right. Sounds pretty drunk, Calahantix. But we're working on it.
Man. A little coffee would do you a favor there. I feel like you'd be on time.
Yeah, come on. Light roast. I do feel bad, but I guess you don't really know, but we know because we do it. It's like you can't announce 75 cities all at once over the next year. Like, it just takes time to book it. So I try to be like, we're coming, but it's so many people there. They're like, the Kansas City, like, we came here from Dallas. It was kind of like all before you announced it. So it's fine. I'm like, sorry, but I appreciate it. We're going to come to Utah and other cities. So just okay?
Yeah. If you live in a major city and we haven't come yet, I bet we are on our way.
But not Connecticut, though.
But there are a few. But I think Kansas City, the show we just did, that ended leg one of the tour. Mm-hmm. So we got about a month off. Leg two is approaching, yes. So come join us.
That's right.
TreyKennedy.com/tour.
Thank you, thank you. Vegas is the next one. Ooh, Vegas. Gosh. I'll tell you what, the boys meet us out there. I've been dying for a weekend with the boys. It's been too long.
Yeah, you deserve it.
It's almost like you don't go out every other weekend with all guys on a bus and hang out. You need some guy. Some guy time.
No, I'm nothing to complain about. We're going doing a weekend with my family. That's what's nice when you start having kids. You know, obviously, you have grandparents and family wants to see you all the more. So with our very limited time off, I spend it all with family, and that's what's great about it.
And that's what makes it all worth it.
Yes. So we're going to spend time with some family. What was I even saying?
I don't know. Where are you going?
Not the beach. My family likes to do it a little different. We found a random Airbnb in a small town in Oklahoma.
Cool.
Because it can house us.
It has
a pickleball court.
Ooh.
So... Yes. Should get a lot of games in when it's 108. We have a bunch of babies. All these moms won't even step foot outside.
Yeah.
He's getting hot. He's getting...
We did get
She is very intuitive with the baby, but she does make stuff up. I think his foot's asleep.
His dew point's low.
Yeah. He's sleeping on his... Is he going to wake up with a crick in his neck?
Not a crick, but the way he's been sleeping recently, he put one arm all the way... He's on his stomach, one arm this way, head completely...
Like an owl.
I can't even do that.
He is. He's nocturnal like one. Yeah. All that to say, some of the guys in the family were like, how about we do a little golf? A couple of guys chirping in, yes, yes. And I'm like, guys, I can't do... I leave Katie over the weekend and golf and... gallivant around. So I said no.
That's nice of you.
Good husband, good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, golf makes me mad half the time.
Yeah. I mean, every game, I never know afterwards. Is he going to come home and say, I'm never playing again? Or is he going to be like,
I have a great golf story.
I don't know.
So last weekend, part of the weekend, it was, you know, hometown show. So a lot of friends and family, big group of us guys. We just play footsies down there. All good.
I was not expecting.
I was on your side for sure. I was kind of getting over here.
I kick something with my foot and I look down. It's Trey's bare feet.
I got my dogs out. I got them out, man. It's too hot. I don't have anything on under this shirt.
Add that to the roast.
Beneath it. We're all golfing and we're playing a nice private course. Buddy of mine got us hooked up.
Yeah, I heard. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't know, you play the nicer courses private. You got to really, you get the nice shirt on. You're following the rules. And so we go out there, managers out there, some of the crews out there, friends, tour managers out there, tour manager Tom, who's just a real salt of the earth man. He comes out there, he golfs in sandals. He doesn't give a crap, which I respect. We're driving around. A couple times he hit the brake too hard. We came up to the clubhouse and he hit it like that. And some lady came out like, did you guys hear that? And we were like, yeah. But one of Jack, he just goes, I think it was the birds or something.
The bird was hungry.
And then
dude.
Finally, towards the end of the round, it's like one of the last holes. There's just a situation where there's like a bridge over this creek up towards the green. We drove our carts across it, which probably really weren't supposed to do. So I back out, but then tour manager Tom's like, I'm just going to go around. So he drives all the way around the green.
Ooh.
Which, if you know, that's like, oh my, absolute no, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Cannot drive the cart up near the green.
This course is very private. And what I've heard of it, like, this is where Patrick Mahomes golfs.
Yeah. Like,
it's very nice.
There's guys behind us that witness this. And as Tom goes to do it, I'm like, whatever. And I see the guys behind us just start throwing up the hands. I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh no.
So they throw up the hands. They're motioning towards us. We're all just kind of like, this is, keep your head down, keep moving. They start shouting at us. Hey, did you just seriously drive the cart up on the green?
Wow.
Did you just seriously? Tom just goes, yep. And the guy just keeps yelling, respect the game, man.
Wow.
Seriously, respect the game.
That's so extra.
And we were like, wow, respect the game.
Do you mean the grass?
The grass?
The game is really the game, intact.
Yeah. The game's not respecting me at all.
What does that mean?
I donated 15 balls to the course. Can I get one green drive? But they were fired up, and I was worried that, once you're in the round, they're gonna We never came across him again. But
was Tom in a polo?
He did have a polo on, so he tried it that way.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Looks great. It's good. It was fun.
He made us leave with a couple bottles of wine from the show.
Gave them to you specifically?
Yeah, he's like, take them.
Nice.
So, oh, good.
Did you treat your wife?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Did you take him home or not even?
Yeah, we got in trouble walking out into the main area with them too, though. So
he's like, take them, and then they're in trouble. Yeah. That's funny. Well, did they know you're with the crew, or they just thought you're some random guy walking around with wine bottles?
Probably. Like,
what are you? Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I do think, you know, I sat side stage for most of both shows as much as I could, and Tom definitely misses me over there.
Yeah,
he's chatting you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Katie really attracts a certain kind. You got a nice, you have a nice energy to you.
I attracted you, so I don't.
Yeah. And I want to be like Tom when I grow up. Just driving on greens, telling people, yeah, I do that.
I think you are pretty on track for that. Thank you.
Thank you. I do. I have a bad new habit. I want the recties to weigh in on. I love to party with my friends, and I'm one of those guys. Tell me if you're. I feel like you're this way. Nothing drives me more nuts than when you're hanging, you're having a good time, and someone's like 9:30 rolls around. They're like, "We're gonna head out." They don't have kids. They have no. We're just.
Oh yeah, they don't have kids.
We're a little pooped. We're gonna head out. I mean, nothing gets me more upset. I'm like, what? Especially not like tonight. Like, what? How often does this happen? This is so fun. We got this place booked till 1. Come on.
That is kind of frustrating.
So then I do a thing where I chastise them endlessly. Oh, what are you going to leave? What do you mean? I do all that. And then a bunch of people were like Irish exiting. And then I was complaining to Katie. I was like, why are these people? These people don't have the decency to say goodbye. She's like, well, when they try to, you like, yell at them.
You abuse like, them.
Oh. I said, it's one or the other. You either kind of, they're either going to say bye and you're just chastising them or.
So can't have it both ways. Dude. So yeah, whenever I throw events, everyone sneaks out and leaves without talking to me. So, it's kind of bite me in the butt a little bit, but yeah. All good.
That was so much me in college, because college was such an electric time. Anytime anyone would ever try to go to bed.
If I'm dealing with this thing at 30 and you're like, I was just that same way.
When I was 19.
I did the same thing, but I've learned since then.
I mean, I get it though. Yeah. I was like, why would you go to bed ever, basically, in college?
Ever.
Like, why ever?
You're going to sleep?
And I would chastise them. The same thing. I would give I'd this speech ready to go. I was like, you're going to have grandkids someday, and they're going to ask, how was college?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, I don't know. I was sleeping. I don't know. I got a good night's rest on Friday.
Every night at this Baptist college, I got reamed by this really energetic Baptist.
Yeah. Or do you want to say, I ran from security, and I jumped off the roof that I thought was a little lower than it was. Kind of hurt my leg. Yeah. But I made a lot of memories tonight. What's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was always big on that, and... Yeah. And now I can't remember a thing from college because I slept 4 hours a night. And I think it affected my long-term memory. Yeah. So I have no idea. Rachel does not like it. She'll like ask me questions like, I don't know. She's like, can you not remember anything? I was like, I guess not. I think I should have slept more.
And to our credit, one of my buddies came to town, and he's the classic, like, he'll do anything you say. You're like, no, you're not going to bed, dude. You're not. He's like, okay. And he just kept, like, he was so tired.
Poor
he kept
guy.
Like
he fell
he kept
asleep.
Like dozing off at the table. Not like drunkenly. He was just like, dude, I'm so tired. I was like, stop falling asleep, and you're not leaving. By the last bar, you know, it's like 2 a.m. and he goes into like REM sleep. I mean, just out. We're like, hey, dude. He's like, so we're like, I was like, let's all move. And we move tables across the bar, and you look across the bar, and there's just this lone guy.
So mean.
Like, how much have you served him? It's like, so one water.
Mean. We've been pounding. We're trying to give him alcohol to wake him up.
You gonna take it? Is this?
We were laughing so hard because he finally woke up. Like, you know when you wake up out of a deep sleep and you're confused, even in your own bed?
Yeah.
He was like, like looking around. And
I mean, if I woke up in a bar, I'd be terrified.
You could tell he was.
Is this the same guy that I think you spilled a beer on him before the show? Is this? The same
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you can start to see the sleepy eyes already.
I feel like I could tell. He did seem like a guy who would fall asleep quickly.
Oh, man. man.
Trey spilled this all over this guy's back, and he goes, I just missed you.
I missed you. You're good.
Ooh, yeah, he goes, almost got on you. It's all down his back. I bet he could feel it.
Pretty funny.
Such a fun thing.
Yeah, Thomas came for a little bit to the shows.
He did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I heard him howling on the, on the matinee. I was like, I heard it twice. I was like, if we're three times, it was borderline. Like, do I need to address it to the crowd? Like, do you guys hear my son shouting? Because I would wish I wasn't right now.
I had him out there, and he did it once. I'm like, okay, he doesn't really. He'll be fine. Then again, and I was like, okay, maybe not. And so then I had to just go back in the dressing
room.
Thank
you.
But
like when I saw Thomas side stage, he was pretty psyched to like see the flashing lights and everything. Oh, especially the final song.
Yes.
It is great. Katie likes, but the way she framed it, which she's like, he was so happy to see his dad perform and he just kept shouting.
Yeah, it was because of the cool lights.
The lights were just pretty cool.
But he can hear your voice. He knows what your voice sounds like.
I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, that's a nice thought. He's over there in baby language, just going, go dad. That's what he's doing.
When I saw you and Rachel, it was the end of that first show. And he was super happy. Yeah. And just like, that was really cute.
It was fun. Rachel, I mean, I feel like the first thing Rachel said to me wasn't like, you did such a good job tonight. She's like, are Katie and Thomas here? I was like, they are around here somewhere. And then you walked up right after that. So you made her day. She was pumped to see you guys.
It's good to see her too.
Big news in the past week or so. This happened while I was in Florida because we were away, so we pre-recorded last week's episode. Someone said, I saw a quick comment I just want to address. Someone said something like, tough to listen to last week, all the fire jokes with the Maui stuff. Did we talk about fires last week? No. I don't remember. Anyway, if we were making fire jokes, we recorded that before the Maui fires.
I was going
to
say.
Just a point of information. Thank you.
Huh.
Now I would like to make fun of the Maui flowers. I'm kidding.
The minor league baseball team.
That's real quick. That's horrible. That's... Yeah, insane. I didn't even know Hawaii got fires. I love my parents. They're so old. Like my parents, they're the ones who had a bad flying experience and they just like, they're like, we may never fly again. And they were going to go to Maui, like a part of the island, like in 4 months from now, in a part of the island that wasn't affected.
Okay,
and they're
okay.
Yeah, we're bummed. We had to reschedule the trip.
Oh,
I was like, I think you're good. I don't like, they might appreciate the tourist money.
Yeah.
Way to put it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't. So imagine. we're coming to Maui on tour. As far as that area is fine and stuff. And I don't know. As far as I know, it's still happening.
It is really. I mean, did you hear? I mean, it is. Yeah. Horrific. That people were like in the water for like 19 hours trying to avoid.
They had no choice.
I know. And in my head, I'm thinking like, what if you, did any of them have a baby? Like, what do you do?
I don't know.
It's horrific.
That was not one of the thoughts I thought of.
That's
for the babies.
I mean, that's what I thought of immediately.
Yeah, you'd have to just hold.
You'd have to treading water and hold it, like, and hope they can hold their breath. I don't know.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, they stuck close enough where they could stand and stuff. But
yeah, right. I don't
just
think they
sitting
were
in water for 19 hours just with no other variable sounds horrible.
Crazy. Yeah, just like that could be its own just like torture. Challenge episode. Yeah, just stand in
Mr.
water for
Beast
19
video
hours
or something.
Yeah.
So shout out Maui. Hope you guys are doing okay. Our Maui recties. And this past week, one of the huge headlines as well was our old Oliver Anthony.
Yes, Derek's favorite musician.
Yes.
Patriots.
Aunt Linda, I heard, trying to find him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to sign him.
You have a little snippet or something? Everyone's heard this, right? Katie's even liked a little bit.
You found it?
I do. I mean, Trey...
People like me.
Hundreds of millions
people
of times
like
this weekend.
You. I don't know. Something about it I like. It's something. It makes
it's his
me,
voice, the guitar.
It just makes me feel like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, man, they are treating us wrong.
Selling my soul, working all day, overtime.
Yeah. I mean, this just bullshit. Makes you, just screw the rich. I called my dad. I said, pay your employees more. it made me do that. Gosh.
He's like, I'm a blue collar. I don't want to hear it. All right, you pay them more.
Pay it double their wage.
Derek also
rich
called,
man.
Derek also called you and asked that.
Yeah. He has north of Richmond. It 6 days into the song, I realized that means Washington D.C. So,
really, I didn't know if it was like New York City as well, or
yeah,
yeah, okay,
yeah, because he's It makes sense, right?
I'm not a blue collar guy. I don't get it.
Yeah. I just thought, like, oh, there must be some rich town around Richmond.
I wonder what it's the suburb is just north of there. I see. I see. Politicians.
Yeah. I thought, look out for also the bar. He says, I wish politicians would look out for miners and not just miners on an island somewhere, which is just a wild thing to sing beautifully.
Yeah.
I loved it.
But I thought the whole time he was talking about miners as kids, but he's talking about like coal miners mm-hmm. and then children.
Yes.
I didn't get that the first time.
Coal miners on an island.
Yes.
Epstein. That was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I think you're confused. Epstein's thing.
You're wait.
I'm like, what? Okay, I get it's a weird kink, but why? I mean, we're that upset about him, just coal miners?
Look,
he likes them.
He's bringing them out of the black lung, yeah. You know?
He washes the black face off first.
Oh, it's my fine.
What's weird about
oh,
this?
Oh, my gosh.
I used to think that. Now I learned.
Yeah. Informative song.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, what does he say? If you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, here's the lyrics. The taxes ought not pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Which, again, is just a crazy thing to sing. It's not a comedy song. He's just singing it beautifully, and he means it. Also, Short Kings didn't need to catch this straight. Yeah. I mean, 5'3" guys are like, whoa.
I'm not taking disability.
Yeah.
Fine.
My life's hard enough. 5'3"? You ever met a guy 5'3"? This is three of us. We're all either 4 foot or 5'6" at least.
Yeah.
5'3" is a rare breed.
Yeah, that is a...
Coming to me for. I thought that was one part of the song. That's what I disagreed with.
I wonder...
Short Kings are better.
Yeah, if this guy... Side. Thank you. Like, had he known 50 million people were going to listen to it, if he would have changed a couple.
Yeah, he's like, things. I mean, the obese line was kind of a throwaway. I didn't.
Honestly, my friend bet me $10 I wouldn't say fudge rounds in a song. I didn't think it would blow up.
Yeah, do they even make those anymore?
Yeah, what even is a fudge
Is that a combination
round?
Of two different candy? I don't even know.
What? Are we? All right, I gotta leave it up.
It's just round pieces of fudge.
Just actual fudge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is like a Little Debbie snack, fudge
oh,
rounds.
Oh, it's like an oatmeal cream pie, but the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Those are good. Man, if I get poor, the government will buy me those?
I gotta listen to it again, but I think so.
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly how that works.
Not exactly?
Not exactly, no.
Too tall?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
6'3".
You're 6'3".
We were taking, we're down to the Florida beaches. Katie set this up. I was very disappointed in her. We do a family photo. You know every family you knew growing up, every white family that's in you, like, they're all laid up on the beach in khakis and a light blue button up.
Oh, yeah.
She made me do this.
You guys actually did it?
Yes!
We are all wearing everyone was not supposed to be wearing the same color, but my brothers only have very few color options in their wardrobe, so they were all wearing blue, and that was not what was supposed to happen. And
but just like, you know, it's like, why don't you lay in the sand and be like, you know, why don't you guys kiss each other and look? And I'm not doing that.
Well, in front of you. There are going to be some cute ones of Thomas.
Oh, and speaking of talking, she did finally just goes, this is for my parents. It's not for you. So shut up and stop talking about it. I was like,
I did.
Okay.
You just went to sleep.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I went right to sleep. I was like, okay, stop.
I know. He kept, I'm like, this sleep is kink. Literally not for you at all. It's for my parents. So.
And I smiled. But I liked, we were on the beach, which, you know, slopes towards the water. Mm-hmm. And they kept setting me up down. I mean, you're taller than me in our photos.
Because you kept, yeah.
And I would like, I kept burying my feet in the sand.
Yeah, he wanted to be a little shorter.
Well, I think it's wrong. I think that's wrong that offends you. Why would that offend you? What's wrong with short people? What's wrong with the guys marrying girls taller than them?
I didn't, so.
No, you were like, stop doing that. You were upset by it.
Right. I know.
And am I the shortest guy you've ever dated?
No.
Do you ever date a guy shorter than you? Go on a date with a guy shorter than you?
No.
Gosh. Some of these women out here, man. Yeah, I would. You ever ask girls before? You'd be like, this guy, he's got a gazillion dollars. He's an unbelievable guy. Unbelievably handsome, attractive. He is 3 inches shorter than you. They go, no.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, girl. I'm.
If I was all the same, everything, but I was 5'7", would you give me a chance?
Literally, before I met you in person, it says online that you are 5'8", and I wanted to clarify because if you were, I was just gonna say, don't bother coming.
There's your answer.
I thought that was gonna be some beautiful thing. Like, I talked to you anyway.
Well, now I love you and would accept that, but I didn't even know you then. So I was like, yeah, this is a good qualifier.
This is unbelievable. Write a song about that, Oliver.
Yeah. Guys are 5'9". Not getting chances.
But the song did really inspire me. So I kind of like it made me put pen to paper a little bit.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Using pen.
Yeah.
Would you like to share a little bit within your heart?
Do you just give us something? It was just totally workshopping it, but I wanted to see what the recties think. And Derek, if you wouldn't mind.
Does the song have a title yet, or are you still working on it?
Downtrodden Man. All right, let me find the rhythm here. Grew up on hard time, South Louisiana. Wow, that's pretty good. Old girl made me move away. She took everything I had and more. I still hate Katrina to this day. Sorry for the hurricane joke. It was the government's fault. All these rich men aren't doing us right. My gosh, this all sucks. I need a cold, hard drink. But what the crap am I gonna do with all this Bud Light? Screw you, Bud Light. I hate you now.
Okay, that's just where it's at right now.
Okay.
Just trying to hit the heart and soul of, you know.
It did get angrier the working man. Angrier for sure.
Well, I'm angry.
I felt it.
Yeah, I felt
my, that. The guy I'm channeling is angry. Trent Kinney. is the name of that guy.
Okay.
Trent Kinney.
Born and raised down south.
South Louisiana. Okay.
We'll tell you how to move. It's where I grew up, underwater.
Stay there.
Now.
Yeah. Not a good swimmer. Yeah,
thanks to Bush.
He did it. It kind of inspired me.
Or do I like Bush?
Yeah, thanks, I was going to say, you would like Bush.
Thanks to
you got that
Al
wrong.
Gore.
Yeah. Al Gore.
Actually, that reminds me. I need to look up. I like the very first show of the very first weekend. I just like talked to a girl and immediately. I was like, "What's your name?" And she goes, "Katrina." I was like, "Oh, sucks for you in 2004." Yeah. And I was like, "I don't even know if that was the right year. I should like not just say these things if I don't know what I'm talking."
It is. It does feel like. Is there a bad guy named Katrina Alexa?
Adolf.
Never mind. You're welcome. Okay, Adolf's pretty good.
Katrina Hurt.
I did meet a really funny fan who somehow started going on like. Her, she's like, we have a few kids, they're teenagers. He was joking about like what they call their grandparents. They're like, yeah, what they call her dad. They call her like Boopa or something like that. He's like, and thank goodness, better. His name's Adolf. Oh. And he starts going, he's like, he was born in the 40s. Like they were hedging their bets when they named it. And she's like, stop. No, they weren't. He's like, they were hedging. Which I think is a hilarious.
Wow.
Just in case they won, you know, he'd be in a good space.
My gosh.
That's a very funny thought.
Yeah, he came out the good guy.
Why else would you name a kid Adolf in the middle of World War II? Play both sides.
Yeah.
That's why I like our second.
I think you're declaring your side by doing that.
Well, you know, you're just playing, you're just in case. That's why I want our second born to be named Xi Jing. Just in case, you know, it'll be life be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a little girl named
Taiwan.
Nagasaki.
No. Yeah. I don't know a Russian name, but one of those. This is Thomas and Vlad.
Putin.
So yeah, that was just when you hear beautiful art, you get inspired.
Yeah. I feel like I've been inspired twice now. Would you mind if I share a little bit about what's on my heart?
Oh my gosh, please.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to find the same melody you did, but
please. I think it's more than acceptable for you to share considering the government's making us share all our data.
I wish people up north knew how I felt. I wish my daddy stopped hitting me with a belt. Mm-hmm. I wish my second cousin didn't get Pfizer. 'Cause now she's really sick when I sleep right beside her. She's a real good wife. She's a real good cook. And I love how she always reads our son those QAnon books.
That's something there.
Yeah, she's good.
That's really touching into something special.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Thanks. Just something I've been working on
Pfizer,
for a long time.
Huh.
COVID's I'm angry. Still going around? What do you say?
COVID's still going around? People don't test for that anymore, or we don't care?
I'll be honest. I thought last weekend that we were out together, there was one point where I thought I had COVID and diarrhea at the same time. So,
same thing.
Just, yeah, I don't know. I was like, is that a symptom? I don't know.
Bad diarrhea last week.
Cool.
Katie did this morning.
I did not.
She did, dude. It's okay. She did. Yeah, put it on camera on her.
Sorry,
she can't lie. She can't lie. That's a normal human function.
When you guys get it now, do you just call it honeymooning?
Yeah, exactly. Just reminds us.
We are synced up. We poop at the same time every day.
Do
you? I think that's enough. I think that's enough.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Press a button, yeah.
We don't need, people don't need to know this.
We're synced up.
I have a, that is cute of you guys to be synced up. I'm not quite there yet, but.
I feel for couples with one bath, because what do you, we'd have to move.
One toilet? Or do you mean?
Yeah, I was shortening like bathroom.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
You don't do it in the bath?
We're synced up. I go bath, she gets a toilet.
I mean, on our honeymoon, it was almost that situation. Yeah. There was only one toilet.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice, beautiful open air mountain thing. I was just hanging over the side. Like, how big a bird is up there?
Ew.
Yeah, just to make it believe, I was just up there just squeezing. Just trying to make it believable.
Bird sound.
She's laughing so hard at this. It's very immature.
I'm just thinking about that experience.
Yeah, it was a terrible moment. All good.
I feel like, I don't know if you guys had this when you were newlyweds. I feel like Rachel's a little too into me, like going to the bathroom. Not in like a kinky way, but it's just like in the way that like a dog doesn't know you're going to the bathroom and will like follow you in. And you're like shooing your dog, like, hey, get out of here, kind of thing. I feel like Rachel just has like a sense for like when I'm taking a dump, and it'll just be like outside the door, just like, how's it going in there? I'm like, can you go just get on your phone somewhere?
Hey, where are you? Oh, how's it going?
Oh, okay. I figured you've been in here a while, so I figured you're probably, are you pooping? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, how come do you think you are? You know, I'm just like, can you just go watch a show?
I mean, last night I had text Trey. I mean, I was literally like, you have been down there for 45 minutes.
She was legitimately upset with me. I go to bed and she's like, I mean, what took so long? Like, what, can I not just have a little time to myself?
A little introverted time.
It was,
and she was like, we're like going to bed. We usually, you know, have a routine. We cuddle, you know, it's a kiss goodnight. She was just kind of like cold shoulder me. How long a poop you're going to take? Are you kidding me? I was like, I'm upset. You're upset about this?
You weren't, because you were just sitting on your phone down there. You weren't anything else.
Mm. That is fun. Like my poop time recently, it's been a lot of gearing up for football season. Like now pooping is almost associated with Patrick Mahomes.
I just bought Sunday ticket this morning. YouTube TV has Sunday ticket.
Yeah. We gotta start figuring out how we're gonna do this. This is exciting. It's gonna be a fun fall.
Oh my goodness.
It's making me want to poop just thinking about it.
Katie, you better insult me. I'm gonna need to go to sleep. Yeah. Why are we talking about
poop? I don't know. I have one thing to change the subject. Maybe we end with this. It's like it was a while ago, but we talked about, I had that dramatic reading of that girl who had the huge MLM thing, but didn't really say what it was. I messaged her.
Ah, yes.
I said, hey, I would love for you to send me some info on the done for you marketing course. Thanks. Here's the response. Hi. Okay. Have you heard of MRR? Let me stop right there.
Let me just refresh. You don't know this person? Or you kind of
they went
do.
To prom together.
Yeah, when I looked it
but
up.
But not as dates.
Yeah.
Just in the same group.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to this school. She slept a lot in college.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the female mind. They can remember details like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So pretty much.
Does it seem like an automated response?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. This is a business development, marketing, and automation training with master resell rights attached. MRR, master resell rights.
Right.
MRR is the process of buying a digital product one time and gives the ability to resell that same product for 100% profit every single sale for 100% profit. Good sentence.
Yeah. That's an amazing deal.
And the thing is, it's 100% profit. Did I mention that yet? No, she didn't say that. It teaches you how to digitally market your business or hobby or whatever. Some examples for me are homeschooling, gardening, Monet, nice, my boutique, or our moving business. Etc. This girl, this is the busiest woman alive.
Wow.
Congrats. It teaches you how to set up your own funnel, your email subscription, your links to other things you sell, Monet. There it is one more time.
Yeah.
Calendars you create, lists you create, etc. I kind of understand it.
I mean, I'm lost to be. I mean, what? She's.
Is it an email pyramid scheme?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it sounds like I still have to come up with my own homeschool curriculum.
Yeah, what is just she offering to, you?
I don't know.
Just how to like.
How to.
Put it in a different.
Like resell rights. Like I already own it. Why would I need someone else to sell it for me?
Yeah, I think we need to know more.
This is some kind of. Do you have any questions you'd like me to ask her?
How much?
How are you doing?
How much is it?
Hi. How much?
How I just are you like. Doing?
I become her favorite client ever. Hi, I've got about 10 grand willing to invest. Like, is that going to be enough?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Movie business. Tell me more about that. I'd like to be a part of that too.
So you have to pass on the video to someone else. It's kind of like The Ring where you watch it and yeah. you have to send it on.
You have 7 days.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll follow up. Maybe I'll have something next week.
Very ambiguous.
Yeah.
Very yeah. It's like, I kind of get it. You're selling something digital. That's attractive, but. It takes a lot of work to come up with any kind of digital curriculum.
Wow. Okay, let's wrap up here with the segment. Been too long. I'm very excited for this one. Maybe my favorite segment. We got a special one today. Katie tells a story in under 30 seconds.
Ooh.
She has a really fun story for us from our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty wild little story.
Mm-hmm.
So, Derek, let us know when you're ready with a little music and the timer. And Katie's going to... share about a pretty scary little time down to the beaches of Florida.
Okay. While Derek's pulling it up, how much did you get recognized in Seaside?
I mean, we're mainly just in the house and beach, but
our neighbors did.
The two times I went on public, several times.
I would encourage
that's
you.
Our place, man. Gotta get down there to do a show.
Yeah. Go to Branson and see how they compare. I went to Branson last weekend. You would have thought I was the Trey Kennedy account.
Wow.
It was humming down there.
Let's go.
A lot of folks. Might need to shoot the special in Branson.
Yeah.
It's nuts down there.
Do they have a venue? Do they do shows?
Oh, yeah. That's all they do.
Yeah.
It shows for old people.
But they, like what I'm saying, like outside acts.
Yeah, I see.
Nelly probably performed down there at a big theater.
Nelly did?
Yeah.
Well, it's good enough for Nelly. It's good enough for us.
I could actually, like, how far is it from Springfield?
45 minutes.
Yeah, that's the play. Branson
instead of Springfield? During the summertime
drive?
When people are there.
It's too late. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Okay. You ready, Derek?
Ready.
On his cue.
30. 29.
So we were down on the beach and half, almost my whole family was in the water. Oh, no.
20.
You got it. Come 19. On.
And we were all swimming, and I was noticing there was a lot of fish in the water. It was also murky and really choppy that day.
Oh, murky. Glad
and
to detail.
I was feeling a little like, this is kind of eerie. Nine, I usually love the ocean. Eight, we look up, there's a fin and like a 6-foot thing under the water. And
four,
we all kind of started
three,
walking backwards, and
two,
then I started running, and
one,
it was a shark.
Kind of a cliffhanger. I like it.
I have to focus so much to do that. Yeah.
That is hard.
Yeah. If she had 5 more seconds, she'd learn one of her brothers is no longer with us.
It's probably good at cutoff when it did.
The best part of that story is the first 10 seconds are her like battling so hard to give extra details. So most of my family, about half of us, not quite all, but like one.
Somewhere in the water. Well, like knee deep in the water.
And it was the beach and we were in the water swimming. The activity we were doing in the water was swimming. Oh,
we saw a shark when we were in the water.
We did. So we were in
shallow
the water
too. Scary.
At like 7 p.m. So, you know, apparently that's when they're active. I don't know.
Yeah. At dusk and dawn.
I think I was the one who saw it the most. I think people got glimpses in the peripherals.
I
saw dead in front of me.
Jaws.
Couldn't have been more than 20 feet. A 6 to 8 foot animal. Just
large fish. Holy
and
cow.
And I just looked at someone. Because again, I'm not. I'm a lake boy. I'm not an ocean boy. I looked at someone. I was like, was that a dolphin? What is that? Someone just goes, that's not a dolphin.
Yeah.
And we all just kind of think the same thing, start backing up. And I mean, I was just trying to Google like what big animal is near the shores. I mean, it had to be some kind of shark.
Wow.
It's wild.
Well, and there were like a ton of fish around us. That's when I, you know, I don't love swimming with a ton of small fish just because I don't really like them. But also in my head is like, wherever there's small fish, there are bigger because that's what they eat. So
kind of philosophical.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life cycle.
Yep.
I'm quite confident. It was, have you seen, there's this video I saw going around. It was just like a huge aerial shot of like here is this, like, here's Panama City Beach. Yeah. And it's like 100 yards offshore. I mean, you see like the shoreline, people out the first 50 yards, and then, you know, probably 150, 200 yards out is 400 sharks.
No way.
Like, they are out. And I looked up, I think they've had one or two attacks in the past decade. I mean, they just don't mess with people, yeah. But they're like right there.
That is kind of crazy. I have read something interesting before where, like, there was no public fear of sharks before Jaws.
Yeah.
Like, it really like exaggerated this, that we need to be afraid of them. Like, they don't really want to attack people. They're scared of people.
Spielberg regrets that movie because he put the fear of sharks.
Mark Wahlberg.
But they do. They have hurt people, though. So there is some sort of fear.
You're anti-shark.
Right?
Oh,
they have?
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not, the fear isn't like unreasonable.
Yes.
Right. Well, but you see, like, 9/11 really made people fired up about airplanes. You know, before then, they're like, fun. But they've only gotten, people are scared of pandemics now.
Yeah.
I'm probably not a great vaccines. Person. I am scared of most animals. So that's probably.
I mean, no, I'm not a fan of sharks. I hope they go extinct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss them.
I think that would hurt our ecosystem.
Would it?
Mm-hmm.
How would it hurt it?
The algae.
Just take over.
Mm-hmm. Butterfly effect.
New York City covered in algae.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With the great white ghost.
Yep.
I mean, I know it's true, but they don't really do a good job explaining. Like, oh, really? You're not worried about the polar bears? Well, if they go, say goodbye to the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah,
Well, I never.
Say goodbye to your precious hamburger. Like, really? What? I would miss out on that?
No more cows? I mean, you know more than me, but I'm struggling to follow.
I am a sucker anytime you see like a tweet or a thread. It's like, did you know what will happen if monarch butterflies go extinct? It's like, I'm strap in for the next 3 minutes. I would love to know what would happen.
Guess what? No more girls would be born. Like, what? Really?
Yep. Yep. XY chromosomes only. Look it up.
Monarch butterfly.
Yeah, they're helpful.
They've got a pheromone that.
Oh.
Creates.
Is that a monarch on your hat? You got some little butterflies.
Do I?
There.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's a monarch.
Yes,
maybe
it is.
The top one.
Is it?
Do you know what a mark is?
No.
That's definitely one.
No? Afraid of sharks?
Also, I was also scared of butterflies when I was little, so.
Oh, you were weird.
There's this place that, it was like a butterfly house.
Yeah.
At a garden, and there's just like thousands of butterflies.
I mean, a thousand of anything is scary. I will give you that.
They're just like, it was terrifying. I ran out of there.
She was 19.
Thomas will not be going.
It is one of those things when you think that like beauty doesn't matter, beauty can't get you places. Look at the difference in how we view butterflies versus how we view moths.
Yeah.
They are the same thing. Yep. Like, oh, butterflies are awesome.
That's my biggest argument with the crazy PETA people. I mean, the rat, we just massacre rats left and right. It's like, it's encouraged online.
Yeah.
I guess that, why, explain it to me. We're worried about Bengal tigers, but the rats. We got to do something about the rats. They're taking over the cities.
Dude, have you ever seen that? It's like a slang term, I think. I think it's called like a rat's nest or something. But when the tails of these rats in New York City all get like connected.
No,
and they're all just like stuck.
No.
That's what that means?
Don't Google it.
Ew.
Okay, I'm on it.
That's like a term to say like your hair is a rat's nest. And I never really knew.
And a rat's nest
I think it might come from when the tails get clogged.
I just assumed it was like a rat would make like a little nest like a bird.
Like a Chinese finger trap or something?
Ew, I don't think I want to see this.
Oh, no, wait, it's called
is that a rat?
Gross. No. Oh, man, it's called a rat king, sorry.
A rat kink?
Ew.
A rat,
okay.
No, I have a rat kink, but this is called...
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Don't show it, all right.
It's called a rat king.
I'm going to leave.
Yeah, all right, Thomas is crying. Yeah. There's rats taking over the city. Like, subscribe, support the show. Come see the podcast in person. It'll save a polar bear.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.